the sacraments make the church, and Jesus instituted the sacraments as a means to give us the eternal life. Welcome to Greater Glory of God podcast. This is the second video or the episode on the series of catechesis on the sacraments. In the last episode, we reflected on how Jesus and the church are sacraments and the meaning of the sacraments. And in this second episode, we would reflect on the characteristics of the seven sacraments instituted by Christ Himself. This is found in Catechism of the Catholic Church, number 1113 to 1134. The Church teaches us that these seven sacraments of Christ have five common characteristics. They are the sacraments of Christ, the sacraments of the Church, the sacraments of faith, the sacraments of salvation, and the sacraments of eternal life. And this is the first video on these five points. So we will take only the first point in this video. Sacraments are the sacraments of Christ. You know, sacraments not merely mean these seven, as we have seen previously. Christ Himself is the sacrament, the mystery. Jesus is the mystery who reveals the Father, who reveals the God Himself. He reveals the Most Holy Trinity and also the plan of God for the human beings that is revealed in and through the person and the mission of Jesus Christ. Therefore, He Himself is the mystery, the sacrament. And He handed over to the church all that He was and He did. And now the church continues, as we have seen in the last episode. So in this point, we find that the church teaches us the sacraments are the sacraments of Christ. How are the sacraments of Christ? Because they are instituted by Christ Himself. So the first point we need to note is the sacraments are not created or instituted by any human institution or even the church herself, but rather it is instituted by the head of the church, that is Christ Himself. So Christ instituted the sacraments. Where do we find all this? We find this in the Holy Scriptures, about which we would reflect on when we take on each sacraments. And secondly, we find the same in the apostolic traditions. And we also find that the fathers of the church have taught us that these sacraments are instituted by Christ Himself. But how can we believe and how can we hold on to this truth that these sacraments are instituted by Christ Himself and not by any human institution? About which we would reflect on in the next point, where we will see that the sacraments are sacraments of the church. The entire life of Christ, and not merely His Paschal mystery, but the entire life and the very person of Christ Himself is salvific. Because the entire life of Christ, His ministry, even the hidden life, His ministry, His preaching, His healing, everything presupposed or anticipated what was to come. That is the Paschal mystery. That is the culmination of all that He was doing in His lifetime on this earth in the form of a man. And so the entire life of Jesus announced and prepared what Jesus was going to give to the church. That is the sacraments. Therefore, the mysteries of the life of Christ Himself are the sacraments. They are the foundation of the sacraments. So in CCC number 1115, the last portion says, "The mysteries of Christ's life are the foundations of what he would henceforth dispense in the sacraments through the ministers of his church, for what was visible in our Savior has passed over into his mysteries." So this is what the church teaches us, that we are given what Jesus was and what Jesus did. Therefore, it's not merely that Jesus instituted the sacraments, but also the mysteries are the actions of Christ. And through the sacraments, we find Jesus present. We encounter the very person of Jesus Christ. It is not the priest who is baptizing. Rather, it is the person of Christ himself. And nowhere else we can encounter the person of Christ in the manner that we do in the sacraments, very especially in the Holy Eucharistic celebration. That is why the church encourages us to celebrate the other sacraments within the Holy Eucharistic celebration. And thirdly, sacraments are the powers that comes forth from the body of Christ. They are the powers of Christ. And it is not the dead body, rather it is the living body that we call the church. The church is the body of Christ. And here, Jesus is present in his church, in his body, because he is the head of it and he dispenses. It is he who gives through the ministry of the church, through the means of the church. And the Holy Spirit is present too. And now the question arises, what is that? The sacraments are the sacraments of Christ. In other words, are the actions of Christ. And it is Christ himself who is present in and through the sacraments, especially through the ministers of the sacraments, either the bishops, the priests, or even deacons. It's not that particular priest or bishop is baptizing or ordaining a priest, but rather it is the person of Jesus who is present through the instrumentality of that priest who is administering that particular sacrament. That's why we say in persona Christi. Priest has the power to do so in the person of Christ, in persona Christi. Therefore, whenever we participate in any sacrament, let us be always aware of the fact of the very real presence of Jesus in and through the sacraments. We encounter the living Christ in and through the sacraments. And nowhere else we can do as much as we do in and through the sacraments. As we come to the conclusion of the first characteristic, that the sacraments are sacraments of Christ, let's keep in mind that they are instituted by him and they are the very mysteries of the life of Christ, and also they are the powers flowing out from his body, the church herself, because the church is the body of Christ. And now the second point will be discussed in another video, which link will be given in the description. Thank you for joining and listening and watching this episode, the first characteristic of the sacraments. That is, the sacraments are the sacraments of Christ. Let's take it very seriously, very especially when we participate in the sacraments. Let's try to be aware of the fact that Christ himself is present there in and through the sacraments. And I have a request to make to you. Please do evaluate the presentation, and I am very much open to improvement and corrections, and do suggest how we can make it better. Secondly, we have a Facebook group made exclusively for deeper understanding and discussion and clarification about the sacraments. I am giving the link of the same in the description. Please do join the group. That would help not merely you, but many others. If you are a person who know a lot about these things, you could be a great help for so many others who have already joined or would join in the group. So thank you. May God continue to bless you and your ministry.